This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
And welcome back to People First Radio. I'm Jan and I'm here with Kevin. We've been discussing the concept of a war on drugs and government get tough approaches in light of the recent escalation of gang violence in the Lower Mainland.
Larry Campbell has been an RCMP officer working on the streets of Vancouver, a coroner, the mayor of Vancouver, and is now a senator in Ottawa. He's a strong advocate of the so-called four pillars approach and is outspoken on issues related to drug and crime prevention. I spoke with Senator Campbell earlier today and asked him about the politics of drugs and about whether the minority conservative government's proposals for dealing with drug-related gang violence are good policy or good politics.
Well, the conservative message, of course, is very much the un-American message. I don't have any large disagreement with the concept of people going to jail for trafficking in serious drugs. To throw marijuana into that is almost ludicrous, but it fits in with the conservative mantra of punishment rather than actual trying to make things safer. And it's interesting that he wants to put people in jail, and that's all well and good, I suppose, to a certain segment, but they give no tools to the police to put people in jail. So, for instance, we have no way of being able to intercept communications on the Internet or the web, which, of course, is the mode that the criminals use. You go to jail for a gun crime, or you get arrested for a gun crime, and what happens? The minute you're in custody, you start getting 2 days for every one that you're in there that goes against your sentence. I'm actually told that some actually have to go into solitary confinement because they get 3 for 1 in there. So the conservatives, quite frankly, they love to yell this law and order, but it does nothing.
So is it a case of good politics and bad policy?
Oh, there's no question it's good politics. I think that, the vast majority of Canadians believe that if you commit the crime, you should do the time. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. As long as you realize that increasing the number of people in jail only increase your costs. It's very doubtful, for instance, that one of these gangbangers running around here, the United Nations or whatever these sociopaths call themselves, do you actually think that they say, oh, well, it's not second-degree murder, it'll be first-degree murder if I use this gun now? I mean, it's ludicrous. These are sociopaths. They don't sit around and think about things like that. And, we could be doing so much more in that area. It's also interesting from a provincial point of view that anything under 2 years, you go to a provincial jail. So the feds are making laws that the provincial government is going to have to pay for, and some suggest... Some criminologists have suggested it could be upwards of $40 million a year to keep people in jail for growing marijuana. In most things, Canada is about 10 years behind the U.S. In virtually most things. If you take a look at our politics, when they're Republican, generally we were liberal. And if you can see the way things are going now, we now have a president with a vision, with ideas. And we're still stuck in the sort of Bush era with Stephen Harper. I mean, these are neoconservatives. Make no mistake about it. And everything they do is about punishment, and everything they do is about people who find themselves committing crimes for whatever reason. They're not conservatives. They're the other people. And the vast majority of Canadians find themselves in that position of being the other people. So we could find ourselves very much in that position. I mean, in the U.S., prisons are a growth industry. In the United States, they have private companies running it. So imagine, it's like you owning a chain of Hilton hotels, except you don't have to worry about anybody showing up to live there. The government arrests them, puts them in there, and then pays you for keeping them. That's how it works.
Will this legislation pass?
These two measures with regards to crime?
Yes.
Yes, they will. I mean, there's what you know, there is no real reason to stop them. I mean, from a conservative point of view and from a citizen who's in the middle of this gang war here and sees innocent people being killed, it's better to have somebody in jail, even for the wrong reason, than to have them out on the street with a gun. And I understand that. I mean, I was a Mountie for 12 years. I worked drug squad. I was a coroner for 20 years. I understand this, and I sympathize entirely with the citizens and with the families. But you know what? It doesn't catch them. It doesn't catch these people. How many times have we caught somebody over the last, say, 3 years for gang-related crime? It's very, very difficult.
Yes.
The burden of proof is onerous on the Crown. And it just gets tougher and tougher because gangs don't play by rules. And police are continually having more rules thrown in front of them. They're not getting the laws that they need to catch these people. I mean, if you're a gangbanger and you kill somebody, I don't have any problem at all with you being in jail for the rest of your life. I wouldn't even bat an eye. But you've got to catch that person. And the federal government, I mean, the people love this, oh, jail, jail. But the fact of the matter is that nothing is going to happen. And I just want to add one other thing. For 3 years now, this government, the conservatives, Stephen Harper, have been promising 3,000 police officers. We've seen nothing. And the fact of the matter is the reason we've seen nothing is we can't possibly recruit and train that many police officers in a short period of time. And they know that. So they make all of these wonderful promises, but there simply is no way of fulfilling it. It can't happen. It's impossible.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Senator Campbell?
Well, I would continue with my thought on marijuana. There's no question that there is harm that it can be associated to smoking marijuana. But it's estimated it's a $7 billion industry in British Columbia. In some places, one in three are employed in it in one way or another. I simply again say, you know what? Legalize it. Have the government control it. Tax the living hell out of it and put it straight into health care to help us for addictions, for mental health, and these other issues that need funding.
Senator Larry Campbell spoke with Kevin earlier today. Larry Campbell has been an RCMP officer, a coroner, and a mayor of Vancouver. He was summoned to the Canadian Senate by former Prime Minister Paul Martin in 2005. As a senator, Campbell has continued his work on drug policy, mental health, and Aboriginal issues. He is currently a member of the Senate Standing Committees on Aboriginal Peoples and Legal and Constitutional Affairs. In addition, he is the chair of the Liberal Urban Caucus and continues to work as an advocate for Canadian municipalities.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.